Hello, guys, it's wake-up time. For those of you who think Femons are fighting for equality, wake the hell up, will ya? Femons in the Western and European societies are privileged human beings, and have been for over 50 or probably 100 years or more. It wasn't that far back that men opened doors for Femons. Do you actually think it's changed that much? Femons in general get less jail time for the same crime that a man commits. Reason? Because they're a Femon, and they're privileged. Men go to court, and Femons can lie in court. Then nearly all of them never get charged with perjury. If a man is lying in court and gets caught, he will be charged with perjury. In any domestic dispute, if the police are called, they'll come and arrest the man, even if the Femon is the abuser. Femons are helped by the government, financially and otherwise. Men aren't. There's millions spent on help groups for Femons, but hardly any money spent on help groups for men. If a boat is sinking, it's Femons and children first. Men can just drown. I know that's a silly one, but I had to put it in. In a lot of nightclubs, and that, at least in my time, Femons used to get in free. Men had to pay. A Femon can start screaming in the street, and the police will come and arrest all the men around her. If a man starts screaming in the street, they'll come and arrest him, because he's obviously a crazy. That was another silly one, of course. If a Femon falls off a cliff, the police will swoop in and arrest the nearest men from a 10-mile radius as suspects. If a man falls off a cliff, it's classed as the stupid bastard, probably suicide or pissed. If a young Femon goes missing for about 10 hours, the whole police force and the army is deployed. If a boy goes missing, we'll just wait a couple of days, he'll probably turn up. On a marriage day, ooh, that makes me shiver, that word. It's all about the Femon. The whole goddamn day. The man doesn't even have to turn up, really. Actually, he does, because he's paying for it. If the marriage finishes because the Femon committed adultery, the man will have to pay her alimony because it's obviously the man's fault. Should have paid more attention to her, buddy. All you have to do is look in your society you live in now, and you will see how privileged and entitled all Femons are, really. You only have to see one thing till you start seeing the other things, and then you see it pretty much everywhere. If a man's waiting at a bar to get a drink and the Femon's waiting at a bar to get a drink at the same time, who do they serve first? Femons don't want equality. They already have plenty of entitlement and privileges. They just want more. And a lot of men see that now, so hopefully they'll get less. Come on, guys. Wake up and smell the coffee, would you? Hey, coffee. That's a good idea. I'll see you later.